You're listening to KILJ, and I have a fun conversation for you because the upcoming superintendent of schools of Mount Pleasant Community School District is in town, Dr. Sharon Dentlinger, and she took a moment to come to the studio to introduce herself to the listening audience. So, Dr. Dentlinger, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're so pleased to have you coming to Mount Pleasant.
Feeling is mutual. I'm so excited.
Well, first, I'll just give you a chance to kind of tell us who you are, a little bit about yourself and your experience in education.
Sure. So my name is Sharon Dentlinger, and I have been in education for almost 30-some years and a wide variety of experiences. And during that time, I was able to meet lots of people throughout the state. You know, I currently serve in the role of a professor at University of Northern Iowa. I get to train aspiring superintendents in my current job, and that has led to conversations throughout the state about the superintendency and the excitement around public education, the opportunities, some of the challenges. It all goes in the package. And one of the things that I really, really am excited about are the opportunities that Mount Pleasant has to be, you know, a forerunner in education and to blend community and schools and really build on the traditions and the heritage that Mount Pleasant has and that they're known for, and bringing my skill set to maybe help take us to the next step or take us, you know, down the road a little further. So I'm excited. Education is an exciting career. It has been for the last 30 years, and I don't anticipate that changing. So I'm blessed to be in the community, and I'm excited about the opportunity.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of those skills that you think kind of maybe set you apart from the other people who applied for the position.
Sure. I think the things that I value, really rich connections between community and school. I think in Iowa, we pride ourselves in local control. We pride ourselves in the schools being integral in our communities. And I think that being aware of that and maybe expanding things that we can do in that realm is really important. I think I also am really solid when it comes to thinking about big picture things, right? Like, we've got a lot of changes in education, or we have at least in the last few years. And how do we take those and still convey our values, right? The things that we value as a community. How do we take those big picture things that are maybe coming to us, maybe legislation that's changed, maybe it's new things that are in education. How do we take those and filter those through and obviously do what we're required to do by law, but then how do we make those ours and something that's valuable to us and what we do for kids?
I love that you said, you know, the community, the school is an integral part of the community, because it kind of is your identity, right? You live in Mount Pleasant, you're a Panther.
Right.
And so that's kind of exciting for me to hear you say that. And kind of on that note, you're not a complete stranger to the area.
No, I'm not. We, for about 4 years in 2014, from 2014 till 2018, I was lucky enough to serve as the curriculum director in Burlington. And my family at the time lived in New London. And so at the time we had some tigers in our home. And then I told the groups that I visited with when I was applying for the job or interviewing for the job is, you know, I worked in Burlington, but we really kind of lived in Mount Pleasant. We love the church that we had here. We shopped here. We, you know, visited with family and community here. And so it kind of feels like you're coming home, right? You've set roots and you had such great opportunities and experiences for your kids and for yourself and your spouse. And I just feel like this is one of those places that's always been very welcoming. And that's one of the things I value. And so when looking for opportunities about what next for me professionally, that's one of the things that was really high on my list is getting to those things that really they're important. And Mount Pleasant represents that for a lot of the things that I value. So I'm really excited to be back.
Well, we are excited to have you here. And I know you will kind of take over in the summer.
Right, July 1st.
July 1 is the date that you are official as the superintendent of schools here in Mount Pleasant. But you're kind of going to be doing a lot of work leading up to that. I mean, you're in town for a training that's happening tonight.
Yes, yes. And that's the really nice thing, I think, when schools are able to prepare and think about transitions, is being able to have that, the ability to work with the current superintendent. So with John and, you know, kind of get to understand the board a little bit more. So there's, you just kind of hit the ground running, right? You want to be up to speed. And so having that opportunity and some experiences between now and when that my tenure would start in July 1st, I think is really an added benefit of the opportunity that the school board has afforded me. So,
well, I'm sure we'll have many, many opportunities to get to know you personally and professionally here in Mount Pleasant. And I guess I just wanted to have you on today to just say welcome and congratulations. And we look forward to you leading the helm.
Well, thank you. I'm excited.
Is there anything?
So many great things. I you know, it's one of those things where when people ask you what you do and you talk about education, and then you get to say, you know, that you are working with some of the greatest people in the state around what schools are and what they do and what we can afford kids. There's just nothing better.
Fantastic. Dr. Sharon Dentlinger going to be taking over for Mr. Henriksen as superintendent of schools here in Mount Pleasant. Is there anything else you want to say this morning while you have the microphone?
No, I encourage people, if they see me, I'd like to meet them. I'd like to visit with them. I'd like to know, you know, what they value in school. So hopefully there'll be some meet and greets over the next, you know, several months when I get started. And I just encourage everyone to visit and to, you know, let's make this opportunity the best that it can be for our kids and our staff. So
yeah, I mean, there's always things that are challenges, like, you know, and things that we have to overcome. But I think if we can look at it through, like you said, a lens of positivity, of opportunity, of working together, rolling up our sleeves, coming up with some solutions. I know that there's lots of ideas floating out there on what we could do and what we can do and what we should do. And so it'll be fun to see those conversations kind of unfold over the next, you know, several months and see what happens in Mount Pleasant schools.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking about that and I thought, you know, one of the things that I think everyone values is their education, right? Where they came from and what their experience was like. So we all have a history around schools, which is fantastic. And I think we have the opportunity to write the history for the students that we serve now. And there's nothing better than that. And so what we do with that opportunity, I think, really, really does make those memories for kids, and it makes those opportunities, hopefully, as rich as they can be, as rich as we think about the ones that we had when we were kids and the value that we had in school. So I'm excited to begin the work. I know we've got a little time, but I thank you for having me. And I look forward to the next couple of months as we transition and getting to work.